There's a story in my eyes. Turn the pages of desire. Now it's time to trade those dreams for the rush of passion's fire. I can feel you tremble when we touch, and I feel the hand of fate reaching out to both of us. I've been holding back the night. I've been searching for a clue from you. I'm gonna try with all my might to make the storyline come true. Can you feel me tremble?
National Intel Report, the second to last show for me. I'll be, this is, obviously this is your Wednesday co-host, William Rapillum, and the show is ending in the end of this month, so I'm really happy that I have two more to, I can do. I got this one and one more, and tonight I really went to town on the prep, and I got a bunch of things show you, and the central theme is basically these shills, these disgusting verminous shills that are running for president, people like Nikki Haley, you know, promoting censoring of free speech while talking out one side of their mouth and then the other, and promoting free, saying that they love free speech. We don't ever want that to go away, but however, when it comes to criticizing the country from where her paymasters come from, where she's actually running for president for that country, Israel, when it comes to that, well, censoring free speech and equating everyone who speaks out against it to a terrorist is first thing on the agenda. First on the agenda. So I've got some clips. And I'm going to show you tonight, and I'm not going to take any calls this first hour because I got a lot of material to get through. And I'm going to play a lot of things. And a lot of the stuff you've heard before, but I want you to take this show to back to your people that might be on the fence and that still haven't quite woken up yet about everything. You know, there's still a lot of people out there. There's a lot of people waking up. But a lot still haven't, and there's probably some that are ripe and ready for the information at this point now, like I was 6 years ago, because I was that person 6 years ago. I had no idea. this kind of funny. Today I got a little mailer, Nikki Haley for president. I'm the candidate Joe Biden fears the most. Let me just open this up here real quick. Let's see what it says. I didn't rehearse this. I'm literally opening this up here. I have no idea what it says in here. Well, of course, I have an idea. Courage to lead, pledge of support. Nikki Haley for president. Ooh, donate. Yeah, right. Okay. Nikki Haley, here's what this says in the little mailer. Nikki is exactly who we need leading our country. General Don Bullduck, U.S. Army retired. Oh, well, from the U.S. Army retired, then he must be a patriot. So Nikki Haley must really be a patriot. Dear friend, will you do what it takes to save America from the radical left? Your name... I should really be reading you guys this after we play her clip. Let me read her clip, and then I'm going to come back to this. I will not forget. Mike, if we could play the clip, I guess it's... Let me roll up in my prep here. Oh, boy. It's all jumbled together. Try to get a different view here. It's just a terrible. Okay, Nikki Haley. I came across this link, actually. This is a really good clip. Nikki Haley answering questions on Fox. A bunch of younger, like, students that were asking her, you know, obviously canned questions that they were predetermined, obviously. And you could see, you could see in the audience, I mean, there's this one young man, kind of chubby, heavy set, in a suit, just agreeing with everything she's saying. Oh, yeah. They just have, it's also staged. It's so obviously staged, obviously. So let me not waste more time. Let's play this. Let's go ahead and play this clip. Clip two, Mike. We started at 2004.
Is there a limit, in your opinion, to free speech? We all know you can't go into an airport and shout bomb, and yet right now you can chant on college campuses to kill all the Jews or wave a poster that says keep our streets clean, which is exactly Nazi propaganda. What are the limits when it threatens the safety of a group of people or incites violence against them?
I mean, we're blessed because we have free speech. We never want that to go away. But the difference is when you are pushing violence, when you're pushing genocide. I mean, that's what this is. When you support Hamas, you're basically saying that you support that Israel shouldn't exist, that you support that the Jewish people shouldn't exist. And so what I've said is if you look on these college campuses and you see what's happening, if that were the KKK doing that, every college president would be up at arms. Mm-hmm. What we need to remind Americans is anti-Semitism is no different than racism. They are both evil, and we don't want to have that happen. But let's go to the core of this. Anti-Semitism was always bubbling underneath the surface. But now we're seeing this massive exaggeration of it. But no one's talking about why. The truth is, if you look at social media, the misinformation and the dramatic sides of social media are instigating this. Why? Because it's being pushed by Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. It is why when I get into office, the first thing we have to do, social media companies, they have to show America their algorithms. Let us see why they're pushing what they're pushing. The second thing is every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat. When you do that, all of a sudden, people have to stand by what they say, and it gets rid of the Russian bots, the Iranian bots, and the Chinese bots. And then you're going to get some civility when people know their name is next to what they say.
Accountability.
And they know their pastor and their family member is going to see it. It's going to help.
All right. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So there we go. We're talking about... this anti-Semitism equals racism. And that was the point at which the young man was shaking his head. He's white and, you know, he looks like a red-blooded American young white man sitting there shaking his head yes to Nikki Haley saying anti-Semitism is racism. That equals racism. So, anti-Semitism has always been bubbling over. It's been bubbling underneath the surface. But now anti-Semitism, and why is it it's really bad now, she's saying? Well, because social media is, it's because of social media, and it's because of China, Chinese, Russian, and Iranian bots. Right, bots that are spreading misinformation. Bots. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not the actual history that they've been suppressing for all these years. It's not that at all. No. It's not all these books we've read. It's not what's outlined in Henry Ford's book, The International Jew, the world's foremost problem over 100 years ago. It's not that. No. It's not all the books written by Mike King, Michael King, citing so many other great books. It's not the whole Holocaust Handbook series, which pretty much, well, I mean, you could read one of those books. You could read Victor Thorne's book, Debunking the Holocaust, and you can just get it right there. It's very, very simple. It's very simple to understand that the so-called Holocaust is just the greatest lie ever told. So, and I keep saying that over and over. All right, but yeah. So then she goes into every person needs to be verified by name. Oh, okay, right. So it isn't because Jews are doxing and destroying the lives of anybody who dares speak out against them that people are maybe using sock accounts or fake name accounts. And nope, that's Nikki Haley's goal, is to destroy the dissemination of information, because people who don't use their real names, those are criminals trying to hide from crimes. Right. So now they're going to be accountable, according to that squiggly looking, I don't know, Joel Joy or somebody. What's the name of the lady, the African-American, half African-American woman, just kind of tall and gangly. They'll have to take accountability for what they say. Well, what is accountability really, is it? It's when the Jews send the FBI to your house and you aren't even allowed to take accountability. You're just thrown in gulag, because now they have you on their list. Take the gulag and then, you renounce Christ? No? Okay, well, you're getting your head chopped off. By the way, the 7 Noahide laws, which I want to get into in a few minutes. So, yeah, so now she's saying that, well, when free speech promotes genocide, this is the crux of my entire show tonight, okay? With Nikki Haley saying, when free speech promotes genocide. Oh, all right. Well, the free speech that's coming out right now from, I don't know that it's coming out from the left as much, because they're kind of, they're talking about how the Jews are committing genocide against the Palestinians. And that narrative is unacceptable, because they have to always flip the narrative on its head. Never mind that Hamas was created by Israel. Never mind that now. But you may only think one thing. Free speech, we have to preserve free speech. But you may only think one opinion about what's going on. And you must hate Hamas. You must renounce Hamas, or we're going to have to identify you on your social media account and send your name to our friends in Israel. That's where the back door goes, folks. Well, let me see here. So I want to play, now I want to play the clips showing how Jews are calling for genocide against us. So they get to do it against us constantly, just in the most, everywhere in the world, all over the place. I was watching one video here, and it went into the, there's actually a mural in European Union headquarters. I believe it's at the European Union headquarters, or it's in Paris. Yes, it's in Paris. And it was, it's called the Endless Sleep Mural. And it's a blacks replace whites is the theme. And it shows pictures and of black men with white women. It's just paintings. It's just an all black figure with all white figure. And in some of them, the man is being murdered. the woman is being, you know, raped by the black man. And this is something that is okay and promoted and wonderful, according to the Jews, because it has a Star of David in the middle, actually. And if you look closely at it, look at the Endless Sleep mural. Just take a look at that. It was made by an artist named Cleon Peterson, who, quote, said, "I'm extremely proud to have the opportunity to work with Arion and Benjamin de Rothschild." I'm talking about this mural that he made back in, 2015, sometime between 2015 and 2018. We can get the date. So there you go. So that's one thing. Okay, now I took a bunch of quotes, and I want to try to get through them all. We don't have to skip the first break, Mike, but maybe we skip the second break. Like I said, I'm not taking any calls this hour. I'm going to read all of these quotes from Jews about white genocide, and some try not to repeat the same ones Robert Ravel said in his show Sunday night. Go back and listen to his show from Sunday night. It's fantastic. Did some great prep in there, and cited all, I would just, a ton of them. I mean, they're just, it's hard. You aren't going to get all of them, obviously, but tons and tons of them. I got some of the same ones, but I got some different ones, and I'm going to read through them. But let me start with this rabbi here, clip number 4, Mike, praising immigration and white genocide. Now, you probably heard this one before. It's a Jewish rabbi talking about intermixing the races and this refugee crisis that was created through war and miscegenation. This has to happen. It's part of, you know, their prophecy. Let's go ahead and roll it out.
It's the end of days. You're going to need the iron of Esav, which represents Edom, which is the West, Europe, and the Americas, to get intermixed with Yishmael, which is basically Arabs and Muslims. How in the world was this ever going to happen if not for this refugee crisis? At the end of days, you're going to have this intermixing between Esav, Edom, which is the West, and the East, which is the Muslims and the Arabs, making this through this influx into the world. And they're going to have children, you know, I don't want to say by the dozens, but they're going to have a far larger birth rate than the indigenous people there, and they're going to sort of conquer by number. There are many different sources for this. One of them in Yehezkel, chapter 14, and many other sources as far as this is concerned, where it's mentioned very, very vividly what will happen to the Jews and what will happen to Yerushalayim and what will happen to the world at that time, where there will be many, many people killed and so on and so forth. So the idea of having these refugees come into Europe, it's no longer a matter of whether it's right or wrong. It's just simply a fulfillment of what it was meant to be all along. This is the fulfillment of, you know, the Rechazal and the prophecies. This has to happen, and this is just another sign that we are nearing, you know.
Okay, yeah, well, okay, yeah, that's pretty much it. So, there you go. And so, now if you go to 80, if you Google Jewish Jews and white genocide, one of the first links that pops up is the ADL website. White genocide is the white supremacist belief that the white race is dying due to the growing non-white population's enforced assimilation, deliberately engineered and controlled by a Jewish conspiracy to destroy the white race. That's all it says. I'm surprised. There's also a Wikipedia. You can find that real quick. Jews and... I've typed in the word Jewish, committing giant white genocide. Jews calling for white genocide.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Shout out to Andrew Torba of Gab. I got a mailer from him over the weekend, this Sunday, and I listened to his 2 podcasts that he put up, and I was very pleasantly surprised. I didn't realize just how Jew-wise he actually is, and how open he is about talking about Jewish power, and he's coming at it from a Christian position. And he's very, very, very articulate and very, almost like completely bulletproof in terms of the way that he presents the information, you know, because it's always talking about, always reminding everybody there's nothing hateful here. This is, Andrew Torba is a good guy to share with your normie friends because, you know, he's a good guy. He just sounds, you know, he's a good Christian guy, and the last thing he sounds is hateful. But obviously, if you go and you look up Andrew Torba, the ADL, the first thing that's going to come up are all the hate things about Andrew Torba on the ADL, from the ADL. All right, five things to know, ADL, okay, by Andrew, about Andrew Torba, okay. Torba is the founder and CEO of Gab, a social media platform and haven for hate and disinformation. That's point number one. This is on the ADL site. Two, Torba regularly promotes anti-Semitism, right-wing extremist ideologies, and conspiracy theories across various platforms, including Gab's. Conspiracy theories? Well, we just exposed how the conspiracy theory to replace whites and commit genocide, which Nikki Haley says we need to censor free speech over, is being done by Jewish groups. We just proved that. Okay, we're going to prove it more after I'm going off on this little diversion right here with Andrew Torba. Man, it's the time just goes by. I just don't have enough time to get everything in. Number three, Torba has long promoted the concept of Christian nationalism, encouraging his followers to help build an independent Christian economy. Well, wow, I mean, if we want to survive as a people from the Jewish onslaught, then that's kind of what has to happen. And I want to talk to him more about that. I hope I can get him on the show sometime. Torba has allied himself with extremists and far-right influencers. Okay, and then number five. Over the last 2 years, Torba has worked to insert Gab himself in Christian nationalism to mainstream society and politics, primarily through relationships with elected officials and candidates. And good for him. All right, so check out it's in the news feed, actually, the newsreel. There's the great noticing. Just look for that in the newsreel, and you get links to these two broadcasts. Let me give you a little clip. Can we play starting at 2:40, Mike, just for a quick minute before the break? This is Andrew Torba, just a little sample.
To state obvious truths. And for people to, you know, deny the reality of Jewish power, over the media, over, our government, over the banking system, over Hollywood, over technology companies, it's really pervasive, and it's not hateful saying that. I don't say this from a place of malice or from a place of hatred, okay? I say this because it's true. And when someone calls you hateful or someone calls you, you know, anti-Semitic or bigot or a racist or any of these words that they want to throw out, it's designed to silence you. And, I think back to the apostles, especially in the book of Acts, where they were out, sharing the gospel and spreading the gospel to the Gentiles and also to the Jews, in early church history. And they had to speak boldly. Imagine Paul, waltzing into town, going into the synagogue and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ.
All right. Yeah, cool. So that's just a little example. There's a lot of really great points that he makes in this broadcast. I admit I didn't scour through to get my favorite one, but that's kind of just the beginning of the great noticing he starts to talk about. But he really goes deep, and there's two definitely worth a listen. And probably start supporting and using Gab. I mean, I sort of have had a Gab account, but haven't really used it very much. And the idea of building a parallel society is critical, absolutely critical. I've been slacking on it, my part, honestly. I come on here and I talk and speak and everything like that and preach to the choir. But we got to do more than that. So, all right, we're up against the bottom of our break already. When we come back, I'm going to read this letter from Nikki Haley and show you the hypocrisy in the state.
I'm going to go there. I'm going to climb. Now I don't know about no law. I don't see no crime. Ain't no reason, ain't no rest. I'm gonna get down to the water and get undressed.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing Terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Welcome back, folks. Okay, we're on second at the bottom of the hour, the first hour, and I got a lot to get through. No calls till second hour, so I'm going to get through it. All right, first of all, just a quick shout out to Lynn in Maryland for winning the book By Way of Deception, I guess, and then Joyce in North Carolina for winning the book Lucifer's Children. Congratulations to you guys from the book drive. Folks, we don't have a book this week because we're off. We'll continue it next week when everybody's back from vacation. Folks, if you have the means, please do support the network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org and smash that donate button and donate whatever you can. The station needs you. We need your support to keep going so we can keep on speaking. Yeah, it's so important. So important, as you know. All righty. So I'm going to finish this letter to Nikki Haley. Then I'm going to read you some quotes, and I'm probably going to take the whole rest of the half hour to read you the quotes. We're going to skip the last break. I'm just going to read you quotes from these Jewish rabbis. Hold on to your stomach. But this is very important because, again, we're going back to prove and show the hypocrisy of these people, that these paid shills that are paid. By the way, I looked up on Nikki Haley's the Jewish Forward, they're pretty frank about some things. You know, the Jewish case for sending Nikki Haley to the White House in 2024. Okay, this is from a Jewish publication. The former governor is a strong supporter of Israel, religious liberty, and school choice. Oh, okay. Okay. When Nikki Haley announced her run for president yesterday, this is from February 15, 2023, Danny Dannon, a fixture in Israel politics and chairman of the World Likud, tweeted, World Likud, right? The terrorist group, the Irgun Likud. The Likudnik party is like Benjamin Netanyahu now, this far-right Zionist far-right, I guess. I don't know. These terms are just so meaningless now. They're just it's conservative. That term has become meaningless. Nikki is a true friend of Israel. I have no doubt that she will always stand by our side. Likewise, Israel will always be closest ally of the U.S. Good luck, Nikki. And then it goes on to talk about who, as the Forward's Jacob Cohen reported, Haley's major backers have in the past included high-profile Jews like philanthropists, right, because philanthropy is an absolute joke. It's just another word. It's just like NGOs operating in the background, these philanthropy organizations. There's a way to, you know, skirt taxes. Well, by the way, you know, I mean, it was like Jews invented taxes. So then they get skirted around them by being in a philanthropy. So they could, you know, for political activism. Sheldon and Miriam Adelson, Bernard Marcus, the co-founder of Home Depot, and Ronald Lauder, that's say Lauder, yeah, president of the World Jewish Congress, and Charles Kushner, father of Jared Kushner. All right, so now you see the money back behind this this Nikki Haley, which it's not like that's a surprise or anything. So here, I'm going to finish this quick little letter here. Your name was just forwarded to me as a fellow Republican who's fed up with the cowardice in American politics. Well, you got that right. Okay. At the debates, you saw the cowardly dodging, backtracking, and misleading statements even from my fellow Republicans on stage. That's a problem, right? Because supporting Israel is being brave. You know, being a just, or you know, saying we will support Israel, no questions asked, no matter what. It's literally what she said. Okay, no questions asked. Anything Israel needs, that's literally what she said. I've got that clip here somewhere. If you agree, you are willing to do what it takes to stop socialism from destroying the American dream. Please take a few moments right now to sign the enclosed courage to lead progress of support and mail back to me, blah, blah, blah. As I told everyone at the debates, I've had it with watching the same old politicians make the same old promises and then offer up the same old excuses when they inevitably break those promises. Well, I guess I've never seen anybody come out so virulently supportive of Israel as I have Nikki Haley. I mean, she really needs to go run for president in that country. That's what everybody is saying. And that's absolutely correct. I mean, last week I kind of thought, okay, this woman can't be serious. She must just be, you know, been going in there as some kind of somebody to like a red hair. I don't know, not a red herring, but like, I don't know, some kind of joke. I don't know what I'm saying. Never mind. Just something to some part of the whole game. You know what I mean? I guess I would say. Let me get on with these quotes about white genocide now from that are, you know, largely promoted by her supporters. And she's trying to silence our voices while saying they're chanting for free speech, which is disgusting. All right, hang on a second. Took several pictures. Oh, wow. Will I get through them all? Here's a quote from Benjamin Netanyahu. America is the golden calf, and we will suck it dry, chop it up, and sell it off piece by piece until there's nothing left. Okay, Benjamin Netanyahu, Israeli prime minister and, you know, a Likudnik. Well, the Likudnik over here tweeted, Nikki is a true friend of Israel, right? Okay. All right, here's from Theodore Herzl from 1868-1904. He was in that time the godfather of Zionism. Quote, the wealthy Jews control the world. In their hands lies the fate of governments and nations. They set governments one against the other, and by their decree, governments make peace or war. When the wealthy Jews play, the nations of the rulers dance. Ah, well, we see our little dancer, our little minion dancer, Nikki Haley, up there dancing to their tune, just taking their magic shekels. And by the way, that's Theodor Herzl, founder of Zionism, in Deutsche Zeitung, 1860-1904. I guess he was only 44 years old when he passed away. Helen Thomas, there's no question about that. Congress, the White House, and Hollywood, Wall Street, owned by the Zionists, the Jews are using their power, and they have every direction, power over the White House, power over Congress. Everybody in the pocket is in the pocket of the Israeli lobbies, which are funded by wealthy supporters, including those from Hollywood. Same thing with the financial markets. There's total control. It isn't the 2%. It's real power when you own the White House, when you own these other places in terms of your political persuasion. And by the way, with this lawfare that we see going on now, when I hear people talk about it won't hold up in a court of law, it's like, what court of law? Maybe there are some pockets in some places where they're still adhering to the Constitution. I guess there probably are, but it's being phased out. And we're under a system of communitarian lawfare now. Lark will hopefully be happy that I'm starting to get this, like, you know, this is clicking. It kind of clicked for me when, you know, just with the terms, lawfare, and this is a communitarian term, or it's a reference to a communitarian principle. And, yeah, it's basically cases that are predetermined, and they're traded on the open stock market, not surprisingly. You know, this, our you know, U.S. corporation, you know, these are the outcomes of these cases need to be a certain way in order for them to pay their Jewish donors and their friends and buddies so that the stocks will go up. More on that later. So, you know, Joe Biden's whole cabinet's Jewish. Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State. Wendy Sherman, Deputy Secretary of State. Victoria Nuland, Undersecretary of State. Janet Yellen, Secretary of Treasury. David Cohen, Director of the CIA. Avril Haines, Director of National Intelligence. Alejandro Mayorkas, Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security. The guy who is letting our borders get flooded with the third world right now, which is a white genocide imperative from Jews. Okay, that is a fact. Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, and Merrick Garland, his buddy, and two of these guys talking about how white supremacy is the biggest threat to America. White supremacy, this non-existent thing called white supremacy. How can we have white supremacy? We don't even control our own country. There's no such thing. It doesn't even make sense, white supremacy. The only supremacy that exists is Jewish supremacy. These people control everything. We have nothing, no control. We're the oppressed people. Just so many of us don't realize it yet. We are the oppressed people, white people. And when you look into history and you see how many of us Jews have killed and murdered in the most horrible, torturous kind of way, you start to see that who are these other jerks claiming victim status, these other races claiming victim status? Well, because Jews brainwashed them into doing that too. Like blacks. you know, there's the, let me get to this one quote from a black man, Dontell Jackson. "We blacks are all simply pawns to the Jews, who have no other use for us beyond being a source of profit to them and a weapon that can be used to help destroy whites, who they see as their sworn enemies, by encouraging us to breed with them until there are no longer any whites left." I wish I would have had this meme the other night when I was sitting at a bar enjoying some dinner, and a white woman came in with a black guy. And they're clearly together. And, you know, like, I kind of think, and we cannot say anything. I mean, obviously, it could be very socially awkward to mention something. It could cause a real, but if you're brave, you might say something clever. You might say, "Hey, have you ever heard this quote from this guy named Dontell Jackson?" Ask them both, and then who knows? Maybe I seriously doubt you'll get very far. You'd have to be pretty crafty and diplomatic in order to get very far in that conversation to have with these two people that are, because both of them have an interest in not genociding their own race, right? Because it isn't just the white woman's genociding her race, you know. So appealing to that in both of them. Maybe next time this happens, I'll say something. I didn't say anything that time. I didn't have anything crafty to say. But again, Dontell Jackson, he pointed it out. All right. So next quote: "The Kalergi Plan, the ultimate reason why all Europeans should fight the European Union." Okay, 31st night of March 2019, "We intend to turn Europe into a race of Asians and Negroes through mass immigration. The Eurasian Negroid race of the future will replace the diversity of peoples. Instead of destroying European Jewry, Europe, against its own will, shall be ruled by them. Codenhove Kalergi, our practical idealism, 1925. Okay, yeah, I don't know what this 2019 reference is. Never mind that. That's 1925. Okay, so here's a quote from... I'll skip that one. I got to move on. Okay, there's a Barbara Spector quote. You've heard that one. I think there's a resurgence of anti-Semitism. Robert Ravel read that one last night on his. Nahum Rabinovich, "The white woman must cohabitate with members of the dark races, white men with black women. Thus, the white race will disappear for making... from mixing the dark with the white means the end of the white man, and our most dangerous enemy will become only a memory." So that's the Jews' first goal, is to get rid of the white man, obviously. So when you go and you talk to, if there's a black and a white woman together, and you decide to have a conversation with them about, hey, the Jews are, you know, trying to genocide us, so they're promoting all this race mixing. Did you know that? You can still appeal to the black man that Jews are, you know, that you're genociding your own race. Doesn't mean that you can't just because the Jews first and foremost want to genocide the white race. Okay. "A Racial Plan for the 20th Century" by Israel Cohen, 1912. "We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tension. By pounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by the whites, we can mold them to our program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will endeavor to instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise in prominence in every walk of life. I'm taking a picture of this. So in the professions and in the world of sports and entertainment, with the prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America to our cause." Okay, so these are quotes. I think if I had that quote as well to read for that couple, I would have been kind of stoked. And they've probably just been going, where do you find this stuff or whatever? And it's, look, it's not me saying it. It's quotes from Jews. Okay, Jews explain why they bring millions of Muslims and African immigrants to Europe. And this is from Thomas P.M. Barnett, a Jew director of the Israeli military constituency, Wikistrat, in his book, The Pentagon's New Map, 2004. The ultimate goal is the forcible coordination of all countries of the world. That shall be achieved by mixing the races with the goal to create a light brown race in Europe. Clarity plan. For that reason, 1.5 million immigrants from the third world shall migrate to Europe every year. The result would be a population with an average IQ of 90 that is so dumb to grasp anything but intelligent enough to work. Okay, so there you go. The European countries would never again be competitors in the struggle for global domination, and a multiple millennia old culture would be destroyed. Irrational people who will fight against this mingling of races and put up any resistance against the global world order should be killed. Okay. So Nikki Haley, maybe we should go back and play that clip of Nikki Haley again real quick. Let's do that, but let me just read a couple more. Tim Wise, you white people are an endangered list. And unlike, say, the bald eagle or some exotic species of muskrat, you are not worth saving. In 40 years or so, maybe fewer, there won't be any more white people around. And that's a good thing. Here's a flyer. Kill a white on sight. Their silence is violence. Black Lives Matter, Antifa. These are Jewish organizations. Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Okay. Here's another quote from Rabbi Abaron Haviv at the World Jewish Congress Summit in 2011. The homogeneity of European nations is fundamentally against the interests of the Jewish people. We are at a critical turning point in history. The West is becoming more and more racially diverse, and soon the white race will be forced into submission. The future of the West is that of an ethnically diverse melting pot where the evil divisions of race and white supremacy are no longer something. Sorry, there's a button in front of it. This is all thanks to the tremendous power of our social movements and institutions. This great change will be catalyzed by modern Muslim settlement. Yeah. Okay, from the land of Israel, Jews will forever be a light unto the new monoracial world as guaranteed by God. Well, G-D, which is God, okay. Yeah, Jews a light to the world. That's what Ben Shapiro says. We're a light to the world. We're a light to the world. Yeah. We're a light to the world. And we're and Candace Owens is despicable. Yeah. And we got to get Ben Shapiro and Beavis together, don't you think? Ben Shapiro and Beavis. Here's Beavis. Ben Shapiro. How about we? Let's go get that car. Let's go steal that car. Ben Shapiro. Beavis. Shut up, Beavis. Shut up, Beavis. You're ruining everything for the Jews. Okay. All right. So, Mike, let's put let's go back to that clip, the Nikki Haley clip, if you don't mind, the first one, and let's just play it again. I mean, why not?
Is there a limit, in your opinion, to free speech? We all know you can't go into an airport and shout bomb. And yet right now you can chant on college campuses to kill all the Jews or wave a poster that says keep our streets clean, which is exactly Nazi propaganda. What are the limits when it threatens the safety of a group of people or incites violence against them?
I mean, we're blessed because we have free speech. We never want that to go away. But the difference is when you are pushing violence, when you're pushing genocide. I mean, that's what this is. When you support Hamas, you're basically saying that you support that Israel shouldn't exist, that you support that the Jewish people shouldn't exist. And so what I've said is if you look on these college campuses and you see what's happening, if that were the KKK doing that, every college president would be up at arms.
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and stop it there. I mean, when you've got all these Jews that are like, we're wiping out the white race. So we're not allowed to fight back. We're not allowed to speak out about it. We're not allowed to notice it. We're not allowed to notice that we're being genocided. even though these rabbis are all coming out and just openly saying what they're doing, and Nikki Haley gets up there and controls the right-left dialectic on the right side and basically bamboozles all of the unsuspecting people on the right, people, you know, like the good-natured people who don't know what's going on, who don't know about this. They're watching Fox News and think they're getting the truth. She's directing them all into that and directing them to hate and propounding into the brains of everybody the hatred, that hatred of Israel is from the left, you know, and so it's just creating further division among people. I mean, they're really using this Israel-Palestine situation to create some serious more division between the masses. Mike, let's roll out clip number three real quick before the end of the first hour.
You expect all kinds of ridiculous things at the UN. I fought this battle every day for 2 years. What I don't expect is to see what's happening in our cities and what's happening on our college campuses. Because these protests that we're seeing, are you telling me that these professors, that these college students, they are supporting a terrorist organization that I asked for a vote at the United Nations, and the majority of the countries at the UN, Sean, agreed that Hamas was a terrorist organization. Yet we have Americans protesting saying that they support an organization that is a terrorist organization that killed 33 Americans, that took almost 20 hostage, that said death to America and continues to say death to America every day. So do these Americans want to see them destroy America? And if they do, every one of them is dangerous to our country. Every single one of them, because that's what Hamas preaches, is death to America. So when they get up there and they hold those signs, or they get upset on why people won't hire them, it's because companies don't want to hire someone who wants to destroy our country. That's why I think every name needs to be notified. I mean, it needs to be published. Every face needs to be published. And we need to call this out for the hate that it is. This is unacceptable in America.
All right. All right, Big Brother. Okay, so Nikki Haley is really coming out with her Big Brother plans to, you know, deem anyone against Israel as a terrorist. It doesn't really matter if you're on the left or the right, obviously, to make you have to register your name on the social media. And go Nikki Haley. All right, Republicans. Okay, and their great candidate, Nikki Haley. All right, yeah, so that's the Republican Party now, folks. This is what it has become now. All right, you know, we've got the full-on Bolshevik left, which is just outwardly Bolshevik, outwardly communist, and we have the right, which is moving in that direction also. So it's a uniparty. All right, we're at the end of the first hour. We'll be back the second hour. I'm going to take calls, and we'll see you in a bit.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.